בוקר טוב, good morning.
Good morning, רב שעה.
The good work, בעזרת השם, בשביל us. We were speaking most of last week about the חשיבות of life, the חשיבות of every moment of life. We saw different ideas, different aspects, the power of a moment. יש קוילום, יש קוין העולם בשעה אחת. We saw Alpi Halacha how much of the Torah is doiche, nidche, in order to keep somebody alive, even just for 1 minute, even somebody who's not going to do any mitzvahs after you've kept them alive. And certainly somebody who is a yid who's in a vegetative state, in a coma, we saw that even shortening his life by even a minute is reticha gomel. So we don't understand, but we have enough evidence, we have enough of a sense of recognizing and realizing the chashivas of life. Even though we don't understand, we can't only understand what 1 minute of a vegetable's life is worth more than $100 million worth of him giving stock and acquiring unbelievable schiyot, lilu nishmas, in supporting Torah and mitzvahs and almonas and who knows what mitzvah is a person to do with $100 million leaving the nishmas. And if you see that the 1 minute of that vegetable's life is your pechoshu nedeh, we don't understand. We can't be masid. Doesn't make sense. But that's what the Torah tells us. That's the locha. That's what the mashiachlanu. We can't argue with that. So I'm going to finish with this paragraph. We'll say, yeah, we'll summarize and finish this off, this paragraph on Reish Samach Gimel that we got up to and finish it on Friday. And then we'll go weiter. When the proper Ashkof, when a person thinks about this properly and it escorts him through his life, even if it's painful, and he's suffering terribly, whether it's in health, in chinuch, in yelod, in panos, it doesn't matter what it is, but he's in several. Vagosha lama lichayim lo tavol in a race of clouds. That thing of what I need to live for, why am I alive, what I need this for, will never come into his machshavah. Ha'agoshah shel katzati b'chayim, d'haynu ha'agoshah sadikyon v'choy satam b'chayim, lo tolin b'moicha afilu regal echad. That sense of misery, of depression, of darkness, of no hope, will never enter into his space even for a second. Im ani chay, Ain zoit elevit nashu kolish bochum achayuti. Why am I alive? Because Hashem wants me to be alive. Yodeh b'dyuk madu ani chay, v'avu ma ani chay. He knows why I'm alive, and he knows the chashivas and importance of my life. Hashem kach hu muchan levater as kol olam. He's prepared to give up the whole Torah. He's prepared to give up the whole world for me to be alive, yeah. Ulechein afilu ani metzidi, even though me, from our perspective, don't see any way of carrying on, don't see any reason to carry on. But Hashem wants it. There's a certain amount of betochen in munah. This is where this comes in. Yeah, even though we don't understand it, we don't grasp it totally, but we know for sure that Hashem wants me to be alive. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here. There's no other way. If Hashem doesn't want to be here, you're not here. The fact that I'm here means Hashem wants me to be here. There's work to be done. There's something that He needs from me. Even though I don't understand what and how, but I know that what Hashem does is for my good. So therefore, it must be good. There's a very elevated reason for me being here. My life has an unbelievable purpose. No one can understand the importance of my life here. And I'm living for Hashem. That's the v'chai behem lishmo. The person is so miserable, he's so overwhelmed with burdens, he can't see a reason for himself to live. But he understands. I'm a shutter with a kodesh baruch hu. Hashem wants me to be alive. If he wants me to live, I'll be alive. And I'll do what he wants me to do, because he's asking me to do it. Because I don't really understand what I'm doing yet. None of us should ever get to matzovim like that, but in little bits and pieces, we do get to situations like that. We get to situations, you don't say, Lama lichayim, a person chas v'chalila doesn't want to live anymore. But you have days like that, you have situations, you just think, wow, what am I doing here? What do I need? Ma, kama, noon, ma, speak already. You're alive because Baruch Hu wants you to be alive. And not just wants you to be alive. There's a reason for you to be alive. There's a purpose. There's a goal. There's meaning to our lives if we're still here. So that's something that has to be internalized. Just reading that once and hearing that once is not going to change anything. That's something that has to be continually worked on, practiced on, especially when you've got little problems. When there's little yusurim, when there's little sevels, that's the time to work on this. Don't wait for the biggie. This is a time to work on it. You've got a little problem, yeah. So then internalize it. Come up with ways, come up with methodologies, tricks, whatever. Write them on cards. I don't know, whatever. Paint them on your walls. I don't know, but you have to continually repeat this and get this into our system so that when the problems come, chasrila, they shouldn't come, but when they come, we should be prepared to relate to them to this hashkafa. Okay, weiter. לפני מספר שנים נפגשתי עם בחור צעיר כבן 18 אשר חולה במחלה קשה והרופאים לא יסכימו לחיות. Few years ago, he says, I met a 18-year-old bocher, a young boy, who had a terrible, terrible machala, and the doctors had given up. There was nothing they could do. Laya moicha tipul refuah sheyoichol haya letet mane lemachalosa. There was no medical treatment. There was nothing available that could treat his disease, whatever he had. Hemadifu lachziru lebeisa kadesh shi yisayim es chayv b'menucha. The doctors wanted to send him home, and he could finish his life at home in peace. Ulam hayrav lo amru naish v'hatiso eisa lemerkaz rufua b'tzot habrit. His parents weren't prepared to give up so easily, and they took him to America, to a medical center in America. There they had developed a new treatment. It was a very, very painful treatment. That was the prognosis, that there was this treatment that could extend his life for a couple of months. A couple of months wasn't a full cure, but it could extend his life for a couple of months. But it was a very painful treatment. So the couple turned to Godel B'Torah, doesn't see who it was, and he asked the following shayla: is it mutter for this boy to accept the tipul? Next question. First of all, is it mutter? And if it's mutter, is he chayav? Difficult questions he used to ask. Malachi she'amik v'chokem b'kol ha'pratim ho'ira ha'rav ki rak ha'na ba'atma yoichel achi. This is often the case in these situations. The Rav Paskin that he has to decide himself the child. He can't ask any, nobody else can fast him for him what to do. I'll put the recording on.
Yeah, you've put the recording on. The recording's been okay.
So the Rav said, and often you find in these cases, that the Rav said that he has to decide himself. So the child asked to speak to me privately, Rav Talbot asked to speak with the Rav privately. This is what he said to him. They told me that this people with the heavier in America can extend my life for a month or two. And the decision is totally on me. In other words, the Robert said it to the Robert said that it's good. So now, whether he wants to or not, that's up to him. No one can hive him to do it. If he wants, he can. If he doesn't want to do it, nothing wrong with that either. Shalti hi ma arviach mi chodesh echal sholchaim, kashe bizman ze anim isyaseh ve'anim musugu litrachez yoyis mechamesh dakot rutufot. What am I going to gain for another month of life? Not just a month where I'll be able to learn, I'll be able to, a month of Yisurim, where I'm able to even concentrate for 5 minutes on anything. Mishpachti omedes la'abedes yikarim, v'itochen ki hamara misyaisa sheli rak yechbid aleim bo'ot chodesh nosef, im kein ma'ala lasot. The suffering I'm going through is also a very burden on my parents, so they have to go through another month or two of suffering when at the end of the day they know there's no way out of it. That's an easy question to have to answer the person who's asking it. Today we can sit here and we go through it and discuss it, emotionally detached, but if you're in the room with a kid, that's not the question. So he asked, what do I do, Rebbe? Reishi samati lo bebiru ki vada ein hu metzapi ki ani achri avuroi b'shai lakashe. First of all, he said, you don't ask me to make this decision for you. No one can make that decision for you. It's a decision you have to make for yourself. Hadova yichid b'efshuruti lasoi surak lasbi lo mau alcho shol chodesh b'chai adam. The only thing I can do for you is I'll try and explain to you as much as you can understand what the value of a month of life is worth.
Is it possible for you to mute everyone?
Yeah, for sure. So I didn't hear anybody, so that's why I was, but you're right, there's a lot of microphones open.
Thank you.
Okay, Besidagamur, what's this? Yeah, there's a question here. Oh, sorry, I didn't see. I really noticed the chat coming up. Sorry. In Yovin Nechoine, as some say, you be Yod Kailim, Nuutim Lachlit Achlotu Shukula Uberura Yoisa. All I can do is explain to you what a month of life is worth, and then you'll have more information. You'll make a much more informed and clear decision when you make your decision. So, Chachti Mo Ladvarim Deliyu. I spoke to him about what we've been learning about. V'ezbati lo ma kodesh baruch hu mukhan datet avu rega echad shel chai yehudi. And he explained to him how much you see a kodesh baruch hu is prepared to give up of his pain and his mitzvahs, of his purpose for creating the world for one moment of a Jew's life. V'ezbati mati lo shedobin ha-melech oim b'seifet ilim kol ha-neshoma tal yel ko. Also told him, David HaMelech, we know the famous pasuk in Tehillim, Kol HaNeshama Tahel Yel Ko, that every neshama should praise, should say Hallel to Hashem. But also Chazal shall call Neshima v'Neshit Tahel Yel Ko. Chazal done from that pasuk, that means on every neshama, any neshima, for every breath you take, you have to sing Hallel. However, Shagol Neshima Chaim Yesh Bo Kedei Letet Shevach V'Hallel L'Boi Ro'ilam. Every breath that a person takes in that moment, there's an opportunity for saying Shevach V'Hallel to Hashem. V'kol neshima shel ha'ad yesh l'kodesh baruch hu metara v'tachlis ha'gavui me'asagoseinu. Every breath we take has a purpose, has a meaning, has a depth to a kodesh baruch hu that's way above our ability to understand. V'kol neshima notenes kivyoch l'kodesh baruch hu inyonim ba'ale mashmoy she'ein l'shem. Every breath that he takes gives HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kviyochel unbelievably high, elevated concepts and ideas that we can't evaluate. We have no measuring tool for that. V'kach amati lo, ata roi ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu muchan letet avu rega chaim. You see what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is prepared to give for one moment of life? Az im tachlit kabel es ha-tipul, if you'll decide to take the tipul, hara shekol rega chaim shetosif lichyoit yekuru rega shel avos Hashem. Every second you continue to live after that decision is one continual life of Avos Hashem. You yourself don't really have what to live for. You don't have anything to carry on living for. You have time b'chaim. One moment of yusurim, terrible yusurim and pain after the next, and at the end there's no hope. At the end, anyway, you're going to die. So you yourself, for you yourself, there's no reason to carry on. And your family and your parents are going to suffer even more. Nachinami. The only one that's going to benefit you is a Kodesh Baruch Hu who gets another month of a Jew's life. And not just any Jew's life, a Jew who's doing everything he's doing. What's rooted in this decision is I don't care at all about my personal desire. But what gets a Yid who's going to live for another man? That is a proclamation, an unbelievable proclamation about the imunah and the kedusha of what life is. And that's a merit for you, that there's no other way to gain. There's merit there that are beyond our ability to understand the schus that you'll have if you do that. But the b'chor shokel es advorim v'chlit l'kabel es atipu. this 18-year-old decided to get the tipul. Veroze pela. Harefim nidamu lirot keitzad abuchu oives kolat tekufa kashe shechiyuch not alpano. The doctors were astounded. He accepted the tipul. He went through the suffering with a smile on his face. Atshe oviv shoyleti ma asiti lo shu kochach mechayech. Father asked the Rav, what did you tell him that he's so besimcha? Shaft lo asiti muma, I didn't do anything. Midvad ha'uvde shenasati lo lavin ma mashmo sachem. All I gave him was, what is the meaning of life? What is life worth? That's all I gave him. Kashe ribanu, kashe adam mashish beliboy es ha'kore, ichayev v'asheheim, when a person internalizes, and it takes work to internalize it, but we don't have to wait chas v'chalila to get to a matzav where they tell you you've only got a month left. Chas v'chalila. Start now. you don't have to internalize this. You know, don't wait. Get the simcha about your life now. You don't have to get to matzavim like that. A person internalizes, understands kol kach how much his life is worth. Not just to him, but to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That Hashem has prepared a matri of the whole world just to keep him alive. As Mamela Oisadam Samach Litu Chelek Mishima Nala Zephyr, better walk in this elevated way. Kumagish Kihunas Eshutik Yitziru Shu Yitziru Nizgava Shaloi Lomot. He understands that he's a partner with Hashem in this unbelievable endeavor, even though he doesn't understand fully what it entails and what the payback is. We understand using his seichel. We've used our seichel to build a picture here that can be utilized for us to understand a little bit at least, but at least to live with a kara that every moment of life is precious and every moment of life a kara is keeping a person alive. And a kind of shomash in a sotabi. You wake up in the morning and your shomash is there. Wow, that means Hashem did that. The luvi day mifneko v'decho. Your bodily functions are working. Who does that? That's Goluvi Yudulif Nekisek Vedecho. That's Hashem himself. So Hashem's keeping me alive. It's not that Hashem gave the angels to keep me alive and forgot about me. He really doesn't want me here, but they forgot to scratch me up. No, no. Because Bochum himself, the Vedevat, has worked here. We're working together, him and me. And Bochum Hashem, we have time, Bochum. We're not in a matter, God forbid, like this 18-year-old. We've got plenty to live for. So therefore, and we saw right in the beginning of the Sefer, and we saw in this week's Pasha, the terrible consequences of not being Oved Hashem b'simcha v'tuv leivov. The horrific consequences of not being Oved Hashem b'simcha v'tuv leivov. He has an unbelievable tool to help us to be Oved Hashem b'simcha v'tuv leivov. Certainly when things are not so bad, but even when things are terrible, chas v'chalila, then as well, a person understands what each moment of his life is worth and how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with him in those moments. That gives a person enormous, enormous ability to continue and to be besimcha. And all, as I said, this doesn't happen. This is something that takes, this is a lot of, this is a kasheh. Ma'od, 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 ma'od kasheh. And shouldn't have to wait till we squeezed into a corner to do it. We should be able to b'zrat Hashem. Take it on and use it to develop and build Marechet for ourselves right away. Okay. I've been safer many times, I've been through this many times. It's not possible to do that. When there's a ka'ev and there's things, it's hard to remember to bring this to the fore. It requires constant work and the not possible. The lo neida, we shouldn't use surim. We should be able to be Oved Hashem kol neshima shima to say thank you to him that we can breathe more Hashem. Okay. Pedalet. Very interesting perek. When we finish this perek, we're going to do something. There's one more perek. Okay, fine. We've got two more prokim before we actually get to safer, but there's a perek at the end, which is today critical. You have to learn it, not as we should be learning it, but because many people have learned it so incorrectly, so much nonsense spoken about it, so good that we need to learn it. So we'll get there. This chapter is called Hayisurim Kishlichus, that the Yisur is some kind of an agent, some kind of a Shlichus. Ve'en l'chachov v'na kodesh boruch hu kishlich ha'alech v'no yisa nafshei li b'tzir shlichusay. We'll see, the subheading is that there's nothing precious in front of a kodesh boruch hu by Shliach, who does his mission, who gives over his life to fulfill his shlichus. So let's see what we're talking about. Okay. So the Chantelas in the Midrash. There's nothing more precious than a Kodesh Baruch Hu. A shliach who is sent to do a mitzvah, and he gives over everything, he gives his whole life over to be matzliach in his mission, in his shlichus. Chachrivus Yaseira Naidas the shliach, and Naid Nafshe today latzliach b'shlichus. When added Chivus Yaseira, that the shliach is notified how much this is chovid. Shliach hamakayim eshlusoi, the Mesiris Nefesh, a shliach who sent out to do a mission for Kodesh Baruch Hu, and he does his shliach in Mesiris Nefesh, umitgabei al kol hakashim hanarim bedarchei lebitzu shlichus, and he withstands and he overcomes all the difficulties and all the obstacles and michsholi on his way to fulfill his shlichus. Ahuv hu lifnei amokum. He's very beloved in front of Hashem. Kifi she'inyan mitbayei sham b'midrash, ein ze rayon musri gida. As the midrash, this is explained in them, it's not just nas musa. Ele hu teifes es mekoy megam ba'aloch la'maisa. It also has ramifications in aloha. Metzinu shel amarot she'osu ladem la'aflik, v'svina b'teuf gimel yomim lifnei Shabbos. In Hilchus Shabbos, it's also for us to get onto a boat, start traveling on a boat 3 days before Shabbos. Somebody is on his way to do a mitzvah, he's a shliach mitzvah. You have to know what a shliach mitzvah is, what a non-shliach mitzvah is. We think it's shliach mitzvah, but somebody is on a shliach mitzvah can get onto a ship on Erev Shabbos. Given Shain the Chachov, if Nevish Boku, the Shliach Meshlech, Lasso is Mitzvah, and so in Nafshu Meshlichus. There's nothing more precious to Hashem, the Shliach, who's going on his way to do this Shlichus. Linen ze Yesh Chavivus Kogadoila Achia Fligu Beshlevom, Berlin and Vomr, Shliach Mitzvah, Dutta Shab. We have a Loshen from Chal, Moidika Loshen from Chazal, Shliach Mitzvah, Dechasa Shab. Shliach Mitzvah, Dechasa Shab. Once again, you have to know what you're talking about. Hine, mitzinu shu ba'asvasemes v'achor v'ashem shmu v'pash shla roin b'divre chazal eili yosod v'even pina l'ashkof eschaim shel olomeinu shel olomo shel yud. Vasemes and Hashem yishmu bring out from shlach in these chazal in b'mirabah in this midrash b'midbar a cornerstone, a pillar on which a person builds his holashkof v'sachayim. He's had a look at his world. That person has to touch his world. Let's try to understand what's going on here. Kol yudi hu shlo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu kayem es mitzvah Hashem bo'olam hazeh. This is how the Svasem has explained. Every Jew in this world is a shliach to fulfill the mitzvahs in this world. What's our shliach? Shulchan Aruch. Adam poil the marsh, any of their ma be duke olav le poil, le taken bachayat. And we go out and we do what we're supposed to do, not fully understanding what we need to do and what we need to suck it. Nishma saad the megimmer raimim, michas kis der kovet el olam ha-shefu va-molo besevu. Kano shoma comes from tachas kis der kovet, whatever that means. And it comes down to the lowly world, which is full of suffering and pain and burdens. Nishinas v'chavila mihim. Terrible, terrible pain, suffering, and complication. The shlich is miuchet. What did the neshama come down here for? Stam. No, it's a special mission. Very unique shlich that it was given. Every moment this yid has a special mission that has been entrusted to him by Hashem. And via fulfilling his job, when he fulfills his mission, he's been galah the rotz Hashem, and he's also doing the rotz Hashem, but he's like galah the rotz Hashem. Shabbos imayin olam haba, ein bo yusuf, ein sevel, kol kulo oinek. Olam Haba, there's no Yisurim, there's no suffering, it's Kulo Einig. That Shabbos is Main Olam Haba. V'yinai. Amim Rabot, Chofes V'liboy, Lo Odom Machshov. Very often a person has the following thought. Ma Liyu L'Tzoruz, Ma Toyim Im Le'o Yisur, Asevo Shani Sol Kan, Bo'olam Hazeh. What do I need this? What's all this Tzoruz? Avos? What's that normal? What do I need all this Tzoruz and Yisurim that I'm suffering in this world? Yote Tov Haya, Lochai Hayu B'bin HaShabbos, Lo Tiras Aguf, Lo Tiras Nefesh, Bedi if Malach would have been like Shabbos, without any worries, without any Tiras Aguf. Without all the daigas and all these and the complication, the confusion, I would learn for sure better. If you take all these problems away, wow, I couldn't bet, I could have better. Oh, I could be the Baal Simcha, I could serve a proper Simcha. What I have to suffer and go through all these tests and all these complications and difficulties for? V'nira shelakach romozim chazal b'rishoy namakot oimim. Shliach mitzvah doich ha-shabbos. And gavaldik ha-shabbos. Shliach mitzvah doich ha-shabbos. Shlis ha-mitzvah shenitenet la-adam kan b'olam hazeh, kshula na-matzovcha ha-choni, le-midoistocha, le-tevim shelcha, le-argelcha, ta-avosya. The shlichas, the mitzvah, that were given to him in this world are bound in and are relevant to his particular spiritual situation, his leaders, his nature, his habits, his tithes. Asel Yusuri Vanisoyne Shalech Lit Moded Mulam Yom Yom, Hengta Kit Choba Elam. The Yusurim and the difficulties and the problems that we have to deal with on a day to day basis, that is our purpose in this world. That's the unique mission you've been entrusted with. And you have to know that that mission is precious in front of Hashem, like he said. Chovivim. Haba Yosem Shem Ha'ita Oivides Hashem B'manu B'shalva B'b'chim HaShabbat. Much more precious than you when you serve Hashem B'manucha, when everything's going fine, B'b'chim HaShabbat. Olam Haba kind of a world. וזו שמציני ששמיץ הדויכס השבא, שליח מדויכס השבא. It means, when you are doing your shlich, which is full of problems and difficulties, pain and suffering, yeah, that's דויכס השבא. You don't want to be keeping serving Hashem לעולם הבא. You want to do it then, yeah, with the problems, because those problems are your uniqueness. כאשר אדם חי על פי השקוף או אילה חיינה, שכל איזם העיבדים עליו בואים בריחס מיוחדת, when a person understands and he lives with this reality, all the Yisurim that he's going through is a special, special shit that he's been entrusted with. There's two problems Yisurim. There's the Yisur itself, which is enough of a problem. But then there's the thought, the incorrect thoughts we'll see now that go with it, which makes Yisurim much worse than the actual Yisurim. We make the problem much worse because we don't have the correct approach to the Shlichus. As Hashem, tomorrow we'll clarify that and we'll go into that more. But there's a problem, but there's enough of a problem. The problem itself is enough of a problem. You don't have to add to it by thinking all sorts of incorrect thoughts and having incorrect Hashkafas. Let's just say tomorrow we'll take this thing further. What we need to take with today is to remember that we are Shlichim of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Choviv. Chaviv, ma'od precious, is the shliach that fulfills his mission with ne'emanus, and we know that that every problem and every difficulty that comes to us, it comes from Hashem. And not just that it comes from Hashem, but it comes to us a specific mission, a specific purpose, and it's our unique mission. And in that moment, when we do that, go through that moment, that pain, that suffering, difficulties, those problems, then we're acting as Hashem shlichim, and that's chaviv ma'od lifnei Hashem. So let's take that away at least with us, and Hashem will build on this more tomorrow. Let's say the Gomor. Good Boch, Brochus Locher.
Okay.
Good Boch.
Watch out. Thank you, Rabbi. Thanks, sir.